welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this week. We're picking up our study here in Mark chapter 5, verse number 1. And this is a great passage here, and it's the Lord dealing with and having compassion upon this man. Remember, it's our Lord that told his disciples, that said, let's load up and go to the other side. Let us pass over into the other side, verse number 35 of chapter 4. It says in chapter 5 of Mark, in verse number 1, and they came over into the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. He's possessed of a devil. He's possessed of many of the fallen angels that were cast out of heaven with Satan, with Lucifer. And what happens here is when the Lord Jesus Christ shows up, when the Lord here in his ministry, when the Lord Jesus Christ appears, nobody's got to tell him who he is. Nobody has to be told who he is. Going forward, that's the way it'll be with the Lord Jesus Christ. When he's manifested, when he's seen, it'll be known that it's him. But during the time of his ministry, he was hidden in that way, but not to those that dwell and work on the other side, the fallen angels and the elect angels, the angels of God, as the scripture says. And so immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. And so they had tried. He would wreak havoc out there in the grave, the place of burial. And they tried to bind him with chains. It says, because he had been often bound with fetters, and heavy ropes or straps or bindings, and chains. And the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. So they tried to do everything to corral this man, and they could do nothing with him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. A terrible, terrible state. But the Lord Jesus comes to him. And that's what we need to remember, that the Lord Jesus Christ indeed comes to us. And he's going to bring to him his word. He's going to speak to him and deal with him. And listen to what it says. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. Now, this man's possessed of these demons. And we're going to find out how many. There's more than one. And the demons know Jesus. The devils know Jesus way better than we do. It says, but when he saw Jesus far off, he ran and worshipped him, verse 6. And he cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? So we understand and see here that this demon-possessed man, he knows exactly who Jesus is, and he knows the Lord Jesus Christ's station. He cried with a loud voice. He says very loudly, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? Now, he's not being cocky or heady or proud or anything like that. Remember, it says here, the man in the tombs, this man came and worshiped him. Come out of the ship, there came a man of the tombs with an unclean spirit, had his dwelling, and he couldn't be bound. And it says in verse 6 that he came and worshipped him. And he cried. It's a cry of torment and misery. Jesus, thou Son of God, of the Most High God. He knows who Jesus is. He knows he's the Son of God. I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. He knows that Jesus can. In other places in the scriptures, it tells us that the demons that had possessed people, when Jesus would show up and be there in the midst, they would say, "Art thou come to torment us before the time?" They know who Jesus is. They reverence him, and being demons, bow down and worship him. They know that there will be a time that they will be tormented and judged, their judgment. They've already really been judged when they were cast out of heaven. They know that their torment in the lake of fire is coming. They know from the scriptures, at the very least, that the lake of fire has been made for the devil and his angels. And so he begs him, "I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." I'm asking you by our Creator, don't torment us. "For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." The Lord had said through the Spirit, "Come out of him." And there, in a sense, is an element of resistance, but the demon's not going to be able to resist the command of the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of the Most High God, as he declared. He said, "You're going to have me come out of him and begin to torment me." And then the Lord says, he asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." This is the name that has been given. There are many, many demons in this man. Many, many demons. And they have taken his body and have looked to destroy his body, yet kept him alive. The mercy of the Lord has been upon the man that they have not been able to kill him. But he has been fierce, plucking asunder chains and breaking fetters into pieces. He is indeed possessed, and there are many demons at hand. But they know who the Lord Jesus Christ is, and they know and reverence his power. "My name is Legion, for we are many." The Lord has already said, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." Verse 10, "And he besought him much that he would not send him away out of the country." He would not send them away out of the country, because the Lord could do that. "Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine," or pigs, "feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them." Don't send us out of the country, but send us over there to those swine. Please send us into those swine. Please don't send us out of the country. Please send us into those swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith, verse 13, Jesus gave them leave, said, "Okay, go ahead. Go ahead into the swine." And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. 200 pigs, 200 hogs run violently down that steep place into the Sea of Galilee. And they drowned. I don't know what all I think about that or understand about that, other than the Lord had the power, has the power to deal with them. They know who he is. They know his power to torment and to deal with them. They beg him to go into the swine. And then the swine, 2,000 head, run down into the ocean, the sea there, a Sea of Galilee, and are drowned. It goes on to say, I want to mention something. If the devils know who the Lord Jesus Christ is, and they reverence him so, isn't it a shame that we don't? Mankind, men, women, boys, and girls. The demons know who Jesus is. And they reverence him. They know he has power and ability over them. Yet generally and nationally, mankind doesn't give a lick about the Lord, does not reverence him the way that we should, and we don't know about his power. Praise the Lord for the Savior who can take demons and cast them out of a man. But may we hear what this passage is telling us, and may we reverence and honor our Lord indeed. We are created to glorify God. And we don't know the Lord as well as the demons do. There's salvation and help for us. There is no salvation and help for them. Verse 14, and as they that fed the swine fled, because these pigs are there and they're tending to them and feeding them and that, they were near. As those swine, those demons went into those swine and they ran down into the sea, those keepers could not believe what was going on. They ran and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And so they ran back and they told, and no doubt in a frantic expression, what had happened. And the people of the city and the people of the country comes out to see what's going on. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil. Listen, they come to Jesus and they see this man that had the legion sitting, clothed, and in his right mind. And that made him afraid. This man is now peaceful. He's now calm. He's now arrested, if you will. He's apprehended by a good thing. He is sitting, not running around cutting himself, not running around like a madman, that he was possessed, but he's calm. He's sitting. He's peaceful. He's not naked anymore. He's clothed. Evidently, the disciples had enough clothes that they could loan him some clothes, and he's clothed. He's not naked. It's a shame to be naked. We shouldn't be naked. We should follow what our Lord gave us to clothe our nakedness, as he did there in the garden, even at the beginning. And in his right mind, he's not possessed anymore. He's sane. He is able to be reasoned with and be talked to. And isn't that crazy? Isn't that something that made him afraid? They were content with the way the man was. But they were afraid that he had been touched and been changed. And they that saw it told them how it befell to them that he was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And so the fellows that were feeding the swine said how it all was, and they all see now how it is. And what a sad thing. And they began to pray him, that is Jesus, to depart out of their coasts. What a terrible thing to run the Lord Jesus off after he does such good things. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.